Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
President Michael D. Higgins has convened a meeting of the Council of State later today to examine the potential constitutionality of the Defence Amendment Bill. This proposed legislation has been criticised for potentially blocking Defence Forces personnel from commenting publicly on government policies, such as issues relating to military pay and conditions. And I'm joined now by Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Conor.
Morning, Claire.
So this is very unusual that we would have the Council of State convened, but it is within the rights and the remit of the President to do so. And President Higgins, we understand, has concerns with two sections of this defence bill, sections 11 and section 24. So can you tell us what you think has happened here and why he has those concerns?
Certainly. These are concerns which have been raised by opposition members of the Dáil and by the main Defence Forces representative groups, namely PD4, which represents enlisted personnel, and RACO, which represents officers. And the main problem they have with this, with the bill is, as you said, Section 11 and Section 24, specifically sections of the bill which will ostensibly ban Defence Forces members from commenting on a political matter or a matter of government policy. Now, the Defence Forces have long been prevented by law from commenting on political matters. And, you know, there's obviously good reason for that. You know, things don't tend to end well when the military involves themselves in politics. Mm-hmm. And no one has a problem with that. But what the problem arises for Defence Forces representatives is that ban on commenting on government policy, especially government policy as it might relate to the Defence Forces.
Okay, so that is the issue. Section 24 also details how the Defence Forces shall be independent of and not associated with any trade union or body outside of the organisation. But is there not provision in here to allow PD4 to be linked to the Irish Congress of Trade Unions?
That's right. So it's important to read that part of the bill in the context of the next part, which allows the minister to make exceptions, basically, which is expected what will happen. So this bill actually opens up the road for Defence Forces representative associations to affiliate with ICTU, which will allow them campaign on industrial relations matters with the support of the Congress of Trade Unions. But crucially, they will not be allowed to strike or take any other industrial action. So there is still limitations there. But this bill, you know, is quite a big deal in the sense that for the first time, these representative associations will become a little bit more like trade unions and be allowed to campaign and fight for the rights of their members like other trade unions.
Okay, so essentially then, these concerns are founded around whether the interference with the constitutional rights of those serving in the military, whether they're disproportionate. Is that where we're at here?
Exactly. It's this kind of speculation because the president hasn't explicitly says it, but it seems he's taking possible issue with the prevention or the interference with the free speech of Defence Forces representatives. So those two organisations, they see one of their main goals as campaigning publicly for, you know, improved pay, conditions, retention measures for Defence Forces personnel. And they'd be quite public about it. You know, they have their conferences every year. They have their press conferences. They send out press releases. They engage with the media. And they, you know, sometimes forcefully will criticise civilian and military management in terms of pay and allowances and that sort of thing. And they fear that this might be, in effect, a gagging order to prevent them from doing that. Now, Minister for Defence, Antonista Micheál Martin, has insisted that is not the aim and that, you know, they will be able to continue those functions as is normal. But the representative associations say, well, then why is that part in the bill?
Okay, there's another issue as well, the concerns around the makeup of the external oversight body.
Yes, now, I don't think this is one of the issues the Council of State will be discussing today. However, it is one of the main criticisms of the bill from people in the Dáil and the representatives. So this external oversight body was set up following the Women of Honour allegations, and it was one of the recommendations of an independent report which was looking into those allegations of widespread abuse and harassment within the military. This body is designed to oversee the cultural transformation of the Defence Forces to make it a more equitable and fair employer and a safe employer. But the main problem with some people have with it is it's not independent as they see it, because the Secretary General of the Department of Defence, Jackie McCrum, is a member of the External Oversight Board. So it's in the eyes of some, its integrity is somewhat compromised, or okay, independence rather.
But that is not a matter that the Council of State will be considering today, is that right?
We don't think so. We think the Council of State is chiefly concerned with the potential ban on Defence Forces personnel criticising government policy.
Okay, and we've had this before, and people will remember that President Higgins convened the state in 2013 to consider the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill, then again in 2015 for the International Protection Bill, last year for the Judicial Appointments Commission Bill. So there have been a number of times that President Higgins has brought together the Council of State, but you might just remind us, Conor, how it works and what happens next.
So the Council of State is basically composed of the chief leaders from across various sectors of Irish public life. So you've got the Taoiseach Tánaiste, various previous Taoiseachs, Chief Justice, and presidents of the High Court and Circuit Court, Attorney General, Ciam Comhairle, I believe, and possibly last Ciam Comhairle. Anyway, it's a large group. They will, their job will be to discuss the potential constitutionality of the bill. Now, of course, they can't scrap the bill themselves. All they can do is, if they think there is a potential constitutional problem there, they can refer it to the Supreme Court, and it's the Supreme Court who will decide, if that happens, whether the bill whether they will strike down the bill or allow it to pass as is normal. Now, of course, the President Higgins can also just convene the Council of State, to say no problem here, and then he can sign it into law as is normal. The Council of State has been convened on, I think, 29 times since the Constitution, the current Constitution came in 1939. About half, so 15, on 15 occasions it was referred to the Council of State, so about half the time. So, yeah, there is a relatively good chance it will, be referred to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we will wait and see what the outcome of the Council of State meeting is. When do we hear what that outcome is, or do we get a public statement once it has convened?
We will get some sort of public statement this week. I'm not sure if they will make their decision today or if it will require further meetings, but we will be informed if it goes to the Supreme Court or if the President is happy just to put his signature in the bottom of the bill and let it proceed into law.
All right, Conor, thank you very much for bringing us the detail and talking us through it. Conor Gallagher is Crime and Security Correspondent with the Irish Times. Coming up next, Chef Catherine Fulvio will be here telling us about the cookbook that she goes back to time and again. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.